Welcome to Accessibility Considerations. My name is Marcia Wilbur, and today I'll be presenting this short lightning talk with my daughter Justina, or Tina. Just as a short intro, I am a developer, Debian. I also do some AIoT development. I like to tinker. I've been a part of this community for about 20 years now, and I'm very community focused. I'm a journalist, a copyright activist, and a chicksaw. So I'm excited to be able to present this information about accessibility to you today. And let's get started. I'm going to turn the time over to Tina for a little bit about web accessibility.
Hi, my name's Justina Wilbur, go by Tina. I have mixed connective tissue disease, fibromyalgia, bilateral carpal tunnel, Raynaud's, and degenerative disc disease. We are going to talk about web accessibility, considerations for web content. Links. The text needs to be consistent with descriptive text. Same text used for links that go to the same destination. The link title attribute, the purpose is to offer additional information about the link. Typically, these are less than 80 characters, rarely over 60 characters. The shorter the link title, it's more recommended. Web forms. If you use web forms, remember to have a real label, instructions placed before the form, and clear fields. It is clear which field an error message is referring to. Clear errors and how to correct. Color and contrast. Text color versus background color. Make background colors lighter or font colors darker so it's easier to see. There are a few tools to check against color contrast in websites. Let's create or improve some free and open software for contrast auditing. Keyboard only access. Now I do this a lot because I have a hard time gripping a mouse and using a mouse. So I tend to use the tab key to tab over, but sometimes it doesn't work on certain websites. So we would like to be able to use the tab key alone in a logical order. You can set the links up and buttons with the enter key. The best end user experience possible. You can move items, or you can move inside interactive items with an arrow tab. There's a skip to content link, the first thing you tab onto the page. Use drop down menus and mouse overs to work with tabs or arrows. And that is it.
So I want to thank Tina for that information about web accessibility and move on to other considerations. And we'll start with video. Remember to include audio and closed captioning. So moving on to IoT and hardware. One of the things I wanted to discuss was the IP address that are sometimes located on the module outside of a device or unit. Is there audio also? Is there an alternative way for someone to see that display or get that information from the display? Because that would be very useful. Also, during setup, you know, if it's too physically demanding, that could be difficult for some users. So remember, ease of use, less setup, more bring up, and to include clear instructions, both text and images. So just like a recap here, make sure there are audio and visual considerations, ease of use, and also colorblind considerations, such as the green LED, right? So remember to design for accessibility. Who is the customer? What is the situation? How can we include everyone? And then, of course, now is a good time to focus on accessibility. Again, a recap, is there visual only display or is there audio also? Is there both? Is the setup demanding? Is the software easy to use and accessible friendly? And are the instructions clear and accessible friendly? Okay, accessibility, physical reactions and seizures. So there can be physical reactions due to video and animations as well as patterns. So if you're doing video and animation, avoid blinks, flashes, anything 3 to 30 hertz. Avoid patterns with light and dark contrast, stripes and bars. And some of the reactions are, as you know, discomfort all the way up to seizure. So keep these things into consideration. Can reduce the risk by avoiding firework-like videos or high flash rates. Strobe lights is another. Avoid black and white patterns and anything with like sunlight coming through the blinds or trees. If you're working with virtual reality, then you know it really stimulates your senses. And, you know, the images flash quickly, your eye is more focused on the field of view, and it's a possibility there could be a seizure triggered. So, you know, there's more current information about that at the Epilepsy Society website if you want to go check that out. And again, another recap. Do you have flickers, flashes, patterns, video, sunlight? Are you using VR? Okay, so this next section is about